Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 68th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 50 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see in verse number 1 that Joseph loved his father dearly, and he mourned his dad's death, Jacob's death. And it's customary, and we find in verse number 2 that they embalmed Israel or Jacob, and it was customary in Egypt to embalm the dead, especially those of high rank and high order, that they would spend the time to do that. That's why you hear about King Tut and all these other, they lived thousands of years ago, and they still have a, so to speak, a mummified body. But that was the art of embalming, that they could actually preserve a body for, some people would say, almost indefinitely. Okay, because we know nothing's forever. But the idea that that body could last 1,000 years wrapped up and embalmed, and the bones wouldn't disintegrate or the way they would do it. So it was a process. And this process would take them 40 days to do this, to completely embalm. Again, I don't know all the, I read a little bit about it, but I'm sure not, I have no authority about it, but how they would do this and make it so that these bodies would last, well, for centuries, yeah, even millennium. And this is what they did for Jacob. And it's interesting, one of the commentators was mentioned that if you was to be able to go to the cave of Machpelah and go in there and to find his coffin, he would still be, at least his bones, we know Jacob's in heaven today, but at least his bones would still be there. I don't know when a commentator mentioned that. It would be interesting to see if you could do that or not. I don't know. But while the rest of them, Abraham and Sarah and all who was in the cave buried with Jacob, you know, they probably, their bones, bone was that bones to ashes, dust to dust. They probably went on back. But Jacob, he was embalmed. And after that 40 days, it was also customary for, we see that in verse number 3, the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. So after the 40 days, they mourned for him another 30 days. It wasn't 40 and 70, it was 40 and 30, a total of 70 days. While the physicians were embalming Jacob, all of Egypt was mourning the death of Jacob, for that 70 days, which was set aside. People did this. They honored great men, great leaders. So obviously Jacob had become a figure of importance to the people of Egypt, because all of Egypt mourned him. And it not only because he was Joseph's father. We understand that Joseph was the second in charge of all that land of Egypt, and his dad died, so of course he would have great reverence and honor. But it's more than that. But also, Pharaoh had come to greatly honor Jacob. Remember when Jacob saw Pharaoh and he blessed him, not once, not twice, but we'll find later, 3 times he blessed Pharaoh. And normally, you know, we read that part in Hebrew where the greater blesses the less. And so here was Jacob blessing the king of Egypt. Matter of fact, probably the world at the time, because of the plague. Remember the famine and all, and the great power that the Pharaoh would maintain. So I'm just saying that Jacob was honored not just in because he was Joseph's son, but the Pharaoh himself greatly admired Jacob. So obviously he was of very importance of the day. Then we get into verse number 4 through 6. And when the days of his mourning were past, after the 70 days, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, If now I found grace in your eyes, I speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying. Now notice, Joseph didn't go straight to Pharaoh, which he could have, because he's second in charge, and he had Pharaoh's ear. But Joseph thought it would be more advantageous for him to have Pharaoh's closest confidants and advisors and all actually ask a favor for Joseph. And that's what he did. So Joseph decided to ask the confidants, the advisors of the Pharaoh, that verse number 5, say this, My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I die, speaking of Jacob, speaking to Joseph, Lo, I die. In my grave, which I have dug for me in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou bury me. Now therefore, let me go up, I pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury thy father, according as he had made thee swear, after he had made thee swear. And after 70 days, Joseph was determined to obey his father's command. Remember, the dad, before he died, he said, son, don't leave me here. Don't bury me here in this foreign land, this strange land. Take me back to Canaan. Remember, he made him swear. And Joseph said, I will do that, Dad. Well, because of that, Joseph asked Pharaoh's permission that he could leave. And he asked him through, not so much directly, but through Pharaoh's counselors and officers to carry it for his father for a burial. But notice the end of verse 5. I kind of slipped through that. But look at verse number 5, these words, where he says, and I will come again. In other words, I'll come back. Which are important words to the ears of Pharaoh. Because if he lets them go off to that foreign land, what's to keep them from staying home and not coming back to Egypt? Because the famine's already over, land is filled with plenty. But Joseph wanted Pharaoh to know, hey, I'm not going to stay there. I'll be back. Okay, so Pharaoh said, okay, go ahead and you can leave. Now, verses 7 through 9. And Joseph went up to bury his father. It's interesting. And went up with all the service. And with him went all the service of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt. And of all the house of Joseph and his brethren and his father's house, only their little ones and their flocks and their herds. And they left in the land of Goshen. And they went, and there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. So have in your mind, picture this, the great funeral procession that accompanied Joseph and the family to the land of Canaan. It was a large funeral procession. Not only did the family go, you know, Joseph and his brothers and wives, but also we see the leaders of Egypt, all the dignitaries went of Egypt. It talked about the servants and elders went up because they greatly honored not just Joseph, but Jacob, and had a great respect. This great hordes of people went and noticed that they left behind the children and all the animals. So the kids, the grandkids, all the little kids, and the animals did not take the journey to Canaan. Now, probably a dual purpose. Number one, it would have been a tough journey for the kids to go, and for burial was a long journey. Matter of fact, they remember they're in Egypt, so they would go down on these. It would be on the eastern side of the Dead Sea. And all the way down, and they'd go underneath the Dead Sea. They're going through the wilderness of Sinai, all of that desert area. Then they're going back up, and they would be on the east side of the Jordan, on this side and this side of the Dead Sea. So on the west side of the Dead Sea, the east side of Jordan. I'm just saying, it's a long journey to take. And so the other thing probably in the back of Pharaoh's mind also, well, if I have your kids and your animals and all here, they're coming back for sure. I don't know what the deal was, but for sure the children and the animals stayed behind, most likely because it was a large, arduous, difficult journey for them to make. But at the same, even though it was a long, difficult journey, and there weren't McDonald's, there weren't, you know, Golden Corrals or these eating places, they had to take plenty of supplies and food. For all of this, the Bible talks about this large group of people that would on the funeral procession. And that's why it talks about in verse number 9.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.